Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here now with the Midday Interview. My guest today is Madeline Flagler. She is the executive director of the wonderful little Wrightsville Beach Museum. Just as you come over the bridge into Wrightsville Beach, you'll see there off on the left the town hall and the little Wrightsville Beach Museum, and now the Standback Education Center for North Carolina Coastal Federation. But every year, the Wrightsville Beach Museum has a wonderful fundraiser called Lumina Days. It's D-A-Z-E, and we'll hear all about that. So first of all, Madeline, welcome, and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me here.
Now, let's talk about Lumina Days. And first of all, talk about, this is a fundraiser for the museum, right?
It is.
So what's the museum all about?
I think of the museum as being all about community. It is the Wrightsville Beach Museum. We really are a repository for just Wrightsville Beach history. And, of course, the history floats back and forth across the Intracoastal Waterway. But basically, we're over on Harbor Island and the island of Wrightsville Beach. And we really talk a lot about things that happened as it started at the turn of the 20th century. But we also are working to preserve our local history that is current.
Okay. And the museum itself is actually a beach cottage, yes?
It is. It's a little 1909 beach cottage. It's 1,100 square feet inside. It's 900 square feet on the porch.
Oh.
So the porch is a major part of the house. I think it's
That makes sense
pretty,
for a beach house.
It does. I think they were eating out there, preparing their meals out there, probably sleeping out there, and spending a lot of time out.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about Lumina Days. It's coming up on Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Blockade Runner Beach Resort. And tell us about Lumina. What was Lumina?
It was pretty much a magic place during its time period. It was built by the Tidewater Power and Light Company. It was lined in electric lights, which were brand new for that time period. And it was a time, it's hard for us to imagine that there was a time when basically, if you wanted to hear music, it was live music. And so the bottom floor of the Lumina was the bathhouse. It was a place where you could actually rent a bathing suit. You could get a locker. You could take showers. There were places to eat. But upstairs was the ballroom, and that was the focal point, big focal point of the Lumina. They had live music all summer. And the other two big hotels on the beach that were not very far also had their own orchestras in the dining room. So music was a major part of being at the beach. And then the Lumina had a movie screen out in the surf. So it pretty much had everything for everybody.
Full service entertainment spot.
Oh, yes.
Now, when was the Lumina functioning? When was it built and how long did it last?
It was built in 1905 and it was torn down in 1973. So it was going for several generations.
Yeah, and it was torn down because, was it in poor repair? It cost too much to keep up?
It was in poor repair, and it was such a large building. I think the vision was not there yet as to what it might be. So it was gone, but we still remember it.
And so one way to remember it is to celebrate Lumina Days, and they call it D-A-Z-E, so you can kind of whirl around and dance till you're dizzy, I guess. And it's coming up this Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Blockade Runner Beach Resort. Now, tell us what happens at Lumina Days, because there's lots of great stuff going on.
There is. We've got three bands. In three different areas of the Blockade Runner. In the ballroom, we have Wilmington Big Band. And I think everybody knows the McFaddens and what they do with that. It's really, really wonderful music. It's in the ballroom so that people can dance. Then out by the pool, we have the Imitations. They have more modern music, but it is also all about dancing and getting out there and moving to the music. They are very enthusiastic and a great group to have outdoors. Then inside we have in the Nighthawk room the Dixieland All-Stars, and they do Dixieland music. So a dance area in there as well.
So three different bands, three different rooms, plenty of places and times and groups to dance to and dance with. That sounds great. If you're just joining us, you're hearing from Madeline Flagler. She's the executive director of the Wrightsville Beach Museum right on Harbor Island when you cross over the bridge to Wrightsville Beach. And every year they have a wonderful celebration called Lumina Days, which celebrates the Lumina Pavilion, which was there from 1905 to 1973, you said. And we still remember it, those folks who were lucky enough to actually spend time there. I never got to see it. It was torn down by the time I moved here, but a wonderful, wonderful place. And it kind of lives again for a night once a year as a fundraiser for Wrightsville Beach Museum and the preservation work that they do and the historical perspective work that they provide. Mm-hmm. Now, there's more things going on. We've got those, the Wilmington Big Band, Dixieland All-Stars, and then the Imitations. And then you're going to have a live auction and a silent auction. And sometimes there's some pretty outrageous goodies. Can you talk about that?
Well, we have everything from manicures, we have pedicures, we have incredible artwork. We've got jewelry. Kinghoff's Jewelry Jewelers is donating several pieces, so that's very exciting. And we have tried to keep the offerings local so that most of the businesses at the beach have been asked to donate things to the museum. And that really means you've got everything from Mott's Channel Seafood to the jewelers. And we've got quite a variety. Edible Arrangements has done something for us. We have a brand new small company in town called Stitch. Holly Aiken does these very fine bags. She's donated some things to us. Mm. So it's really, we've got a wide array of things to offer.
Now, are those all silent auction items?
Most of them are silent auction items, although we do, some of our artwork will be live auction.
Oh, do talk about Deborah Cavanaugh and her artwork, because she is such a gifted artist. So her colors are so vibrant. Her works have a real childlike joy, a real sense of celebration in them. And she's done a wonderful painting this year for Lumina Days.
She has. We had talked about seeing if we could get Deborah to do this. She had offered to. I do think that the spirit of her work really matches what we think of as being at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of joy and color. And when the painting came back, I was just completely blown away. It is the three houses of the historic square. And then it has a beach scene that includes lots of people and lots of activities. And then what she has done is on things like the beach towel the woman's laying on, the pail that the little boy is holding, the T-shirt the young man has, the surfboard the young woman is holding, all have the names of local landmarks, businesses or landmarks, but things that are iconic to Wrightsville Beach.
Oh.
So we've actually, one of the first things I did was I looked through and counted. There are 35 businesses or landmarks that are hidden in this really wonderful painting.
Isn't she wonderful?
It's just delightful.
Yeah. How large is the painting?
It's 30 by 40 inches.
Wow. And does she work in acrylic or watercolor?
It's a watercolor.
That's what I thought. Yeah, because it has that wonderful quality of, you can see through the colors. The colors jump out at you, but you can also kind of see through them. So that's right. And watercolor, how perfect for the beach.
The only thing
that would be better would be painting with salt water, which I don't think would go very well. So good for her. And now, will that be auctioned off, or is that offered as a raffle, or how's that going?
That's being as part of our live auction.
Okay. Good. That makes sense. Now, there's also a book that will be for sale. Tell us about Tide and Time. What is that?
That's our book that we had printed about 5 years ago. We're actually on the last few boxes of this book. We will have to either reprint or make a decision about something. But Tide and Time is about the history of Wrightsville Beach. It has new research in it that was from the earlier book that the museum put out. And there are lots of photographs, both newer photographs and the old photographs.
Mm.
So it is a really comprehensive book. It's coffee
Wonderful.
Table size and is beautiful.
Great. The event again is Lumina Days. It's Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. at Blockade Runner Beach Resort. They will be providing some wonderful food. There'll be a live and silent auction, three different bands playing three different kinds of music, and it's all a fundraiser for the Wrightsville Beach Museum of History at 303 West Salisbury Street, Wrightsville Beach, which is a 501c3. It's a nonprofit. You can go to their website for more information. You can also get tickets there. And the website is
WBMuseum.com.
WBMuseum.com. Madeline, thank you so much for coming in today from the beach to talk with us.
Delighted to do it.
Great.
Thank you.